Now to Tasmania and a warning from scientists about the future of the Tasmanian devil. Not only do they estimate that 80% of the wild population has been killed by a contagious facial cancer, they're also worried about juvenile devils leaving their mothers' dens, putting them at risk of becoming roadkill. Felicity Ogilvie reports from a wildlife sanctuary that's treating orphan devils.
Two tiny devil joeys are guzzling milk from a bottle held by wildlife keeper Melissa Gard.
They're feeling very hungry right now.
She's been hand-raising the orphans since their mother was killed by a car at Glaziers Bay in southern Tasmania.
Well, personally, it's a pretty special thing to get to do, to raise any orphan and give them a second chance at life. And especially for a devil being an endangered species, you never know who has the really important genetics. So they potentially could be really important to a breeding program in the future.
She shares the caring load with the owner of the Bonneron Wildlife Sanctuary, Greg Irons. He's built a wildlife hospital in the hills near Hobart to look after the few devils that survive being hit by cars.
So, look, it wasn't a humidity crib for probably a good week, until the morning he woke up and nearly tore the humidity crib apart, and then it was shifted to something slightly bigger.
Vets spent 5 hours operating on one juvenile devil run over at Bothwell in the state's Central Highlands. But Greg Irons says he's on his way to making a full recovery.
Incredibly, now we're about 2 months down the track, he's up and running and dashing through short holes. And look, while he might not be able to be released, we're really hopeful he can be released. He could still go to the breeding program and provide really valuable genetics as a young male.
Greg Irons wants drivers to start cleaning up roadkill, such as wallabies, so that devils won't be tempted to venture into harm's way to scavenge for food. University of Tasmania researcher David Hamilton says this is the most dangerous time of year for young devils.
So juvenile devils are about 9-10 months old at this time of year, and that's the time when they're becoming independent from their mother, so they're going off and finding their way in the world, going and finding a territory and a den for themselves. But obviously they've not at that point been more than 100 or 200 metres from their den, so they're not used to the big wide world, and they're coming out and seeing roads and everything for the first time, so that means it's a particularly vulnerable life stage for them at that point of year, and that is happening around now.
In some areas, the Tasmanian government is using motion sensing technology, bright lights and noises, to scare the devils away when a car approaches. Still, every year, 350 devils are killed on the roads.
It's always just about driving sensibly, and at this time of year being particularly aware that devils could be out at any time of day as well. It's normally a dawn and dusk and in the middle of the night problem that you're going to be more likely to see them, but because they're dispersing and they're running around and they're not used to the environment that they're in, they can be out at strange times of day as well. So it's just about being careful all the time too when you're on the roads.
Scientist David Hamilton and that report from Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.